Next, we'll learn about the business costs and business benefits of winning the World Series. The Boston Red Sox have done that twice in four seasons. And if you've heard the phrase Red Sox Nation, you have a sense of the wide business possibilities of a winner. One of the men behind the Red Sox as a brand is Mike D., chief operating officer of the team. He says winning the World Series did not actually bring much of a financial windfall.
Our business is very mature in terms of we've sold out 388 consecutive games thanks to the best fans in baseball. Our corporate sponsorship has been trading at a very high level dating back to our World Series appearance in 2004. So there really isn't a lift, if you will, from this World Series appearance and victory. But it is very important to sustain the trading level that we've established since this ownership group took over the team in 2003. So maintaining that sellout streak, maintaining the level of interest in the team, corporate sponsorship agreements that we have, the television and radio contracts, all of those barometers that we measure on a season-by-season basis will be certainly helped and stabilized by this victory.
Granting that every market must be different, do baseball executives have a number in mind if they talk about the value of a World Series win?
You know, I don't think there is a constant number. I do think that teams that have ballparks that are large enough and have unsold capacity preceding a World Series appearance, you know, you should expect to see that attendance number rise by between 20 and 40% the year following a World Series, and corporate sponsorship would look to increase at a similar level.
Sounds like you're saying the value for you may be in the many millions of dollars, but it's basically money you might have lost if you'd been in last place and things had gone down next year.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. I think there's a tremendous pressure on the revenue side of the business to sustain the trading level that we've established, and this will certainly help.
Now, when you're talking about pressure on the revenue side of the business, you're talking in part about making enough money to justify a $143 million payroll.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, certainly our payroll is second baseball to the Yankees. I will point out a lot of what's been written in the last week suggests that we are within shooting distance of their number. I think we spend, by comparison, $70 million less than they spend. So we will never be able to compete with our arch rival to the south. You know, it's not all about signing high-dollar free agents. That certainly helps, but you have to have a mix of younger players who come up through your system.
Why couldn't you spend $200 million if you wanted to?
Well, we simply don't have the economic, you know, model to do that. We have the smallest facility in all of Major League Baseball. Fenway Park is, you know, capacity is 38,800. It will always be, by comparison, a very small facility, and we like that. We are pretty well locked in on most of our primary revenue or income streams. So, you know, we've had to be creative in diversifying our business outside of baseball. We now have a sister company which has ventured off into NASCAR racing. We represent Boston College, the number two ranked team in the country in the BCS. So it's a very, very fun time here.
Have you consciously tried to expand your brand by making it a more national brand or international brand for that matter? Red Sox Nation, Red Sox Nation with a branch office in Japan.
Absolutely. Although the challenge is baseball's structure related to international rights and marketing. We are not able to go to Japan, as an example, and sell sponsorship. But, you know, in terms of the Red Sox Nation being a nationwide and now an international issue, you know, the fans drive that. You know, we get emails, cards, letters from all over the world of Red Sox fans, many of whom really have no connection to Boston other than the fact that they've become part of the nation based on the 2004 World Series and what's taken place since then. So we're doing everything we can to cater to those fans, just really trying to expand our footprint to the degree possible.
Does the reality of business ever take some of the fun out of winning for you?
Never. we were all jumping around like little kids on Sunday night in Denver, whether you were the chief operating officer or the general manager or the ticket sales guys. It's one of the things that sets this business apart.
Mike D., best wishes next season.
Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate it.
He's the chief operating officer of the Boston Red Sox.